Welcome to Pat Perspectives, the podcast where we ask our guests just five simple questions on a critical topic or trend shaping the world of real assets. I'm your host, Andrew Belt. Have you heard of cross-laminated timber, or CLT, as it is more commonly known? The construction material is being used more and more as an alternative to concrete and steel in constructing high-rise towers, bridges and villas, as just a few examples. The Hof van Duurzaamheid in the Netherlands, meaning Court of Sustainability, is Patricia's first CLT project. It comprises 40 family houses and 7 urban villas built with CLT, and was fully let and completed in October 2022. Well, today we hear the perspectives of Guido Maasman, a senior associate in Patricia's asset management team, on why CLT can be considered a superior alternative to concrete and steel in construction, why CLT properties represent good investment opportunities, what convinced Patricia to invest in the Hof van Duurzaamheid on behalf of its investors, and the future of CLT in the built environment. But first, I ask, what exactly is CLT? Here's Guido.
CLT is cross-laminated timber. It's a wooden panel made of several glued layers. The layers are crossed and one panel consists of at least 3 layers. So the timber itself is harvested in purpose-planted forest, and so no forests are cut down that are not intended for this purpose, so an important detail. Especially in the Netherlands, we see more and more buildings being developed with a hybrid or entirely form of CLT. If you ask me, it's a very interesting development.
Obviously, concrete and steel tends to be the most popular materials which are used in construction. So why would CLT be a preferable alternative to concrete and steel?
Yeah, so if you're compared it to concrete and steel, so cross-laminated timber offers superior isolation, extremely low in CO2 or carbon emissions. And also don't forget about the positive embodied carbon compensated in the growth process of the forest itself. So, and in preparation for development, it requires more attention. That's because we are now pioneering and still using the material in the same way as we do with concrete and steel. Once in the construction itself, it's actually many times faster because it's pre-manufactured. And also when we look at the outside pressure on developments to save carbon, store carbon in constructions and build cleaner, will increase in the years. So existing construction methods do come under pressure with future environmental requirements. But wood and thus CLT is coming actually pretty good out of it. So from experience, you can speak of cleaner constructions with less waste when it comes to developments. So not only sustainable, but also more pleasant for the people on site to work with CLT.
You've talked there about the sustainability of CLT as an alternative to concrete and steel. But from an investment perspective, what's attractive about investing into CLT buildings?
Actually, what attracts investment in concrete and steel? So imagine CLT was the base and we're now going to use steel and concrete as a new alternative. In fact, I expect that if we turn the tables, it wouldn't be as much embraced as it currently is. So I think CLT is a really good alternative, especially when you look to the sustainable criteria to have. So when we talk about investment perspectives, it's no longer whether it is sustainable, but when it is sustainable. And especially when you look to our own net zero strategy and the in-between milestones, what is really cool about CLT is that it is an inexhaustible resource and therefore very scalable paired with very strong sustainable characters. So with proper preparations, development time is shorter compared to steel and concrete. Timber is highly praised for being environmental friendly, while steel product is one of the bigger polluters in the industry. To give a concrete example of how environmental friendly CLT is, with Hof van Duurzaamheid in Amersfoort, we have a positive offset of nearly 1.7 million kilograms of carbon emissions. To put it in perspective, a return flight from Amsterdam to Paris, so back and forth, per passenger, the average emissions of carbon is 250 kilograms. So that means we can fly 6,800 times back and forth from Amsterdam to Paris compared to the offset we made with one project. So if you ask me, a very good achievement based on an alternative use of a material.
And you mentioned it there, the Hof van Duurzaamheid. So obviously, you know, the sustainability aspects are, and CO2 offsets are clearly there. So with CLT being an aspect of the Hof van Duurzaamheid. What convinced Patrizia on behalf of investors to invest in that particular asset?
I thought that the question was coming, but funny thing is that actually CLT didn't convince staff to acquire Hof van Duurzaamheid. Perhaps there were several other investors interested in the project and were maybe not as enthusiastic as we were at the time. I don't know, but what I do know is that when we looked into CLT, we get more excited rather than it puts us off. So in the end, there was a good business case and it happened to be partially built with CLT. And that was for us a new material at the time. And we still are very enthusiastic about quality of the buildings and how it performs after the acquisition as well.
And on a wider perspective, what role do you see CLT having within the built environment moving forwards?
Yeah, in the recent years, we see more and more projects built with CLT or in a hybrid form. So it's therefore only a matter of time before everyone embraces CLT as a good alternative to concrete and steel. I do not expect that steel and concrete will not be used at all anymore. There are also a lot of good developments going on in the field or reuse, recycling and carbon efficiency measures. However, I do think that embodied carbon part of CLT is very, very interesting.
Thank you to Hido, and thank you for listening to Pat Perspectives. You can subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to head over to our website, patrizia.ag, to find out more.
This podcast is produced by OG Podcasts. Find out more at ogpodcasts.co.uk.